On this Make a Difference Monday, there's no question that youth athletic programs are something that makes a difference in our community. Joining me in the studio right now is Reese Shurtleff. He is the owner and the league director of Friday Night Flag. Reese, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks, Jillian. Thanks for having me.
So, Reese, exciting stuff. Your league is growing quite a bit. But let's start at the very beginning. For those who don't know a lot about what Friday Night Flag is, give us a little overview.
Yeah, we started 3 years ago, and just after COVID, really. And we've been growing about 25% per season. So we've been growing pretty fast. This past season, we grew over 50%. And we're part of NFL Flag, which is a national organization that's obviously tied with NFL. So we have all the rights to the logos and the shield of NFL. And part of the fun of that is the kids love to be the 49ers or the Jaguars or whatever their favorite team is. It just adds the atmosphere. I originally started the league because we played in a different league with my son, and he had kind of a bad experience. It wasn't very fun for him. He's a bigger kid, so he was stuck blocking on the line, and that wasn't something he wanted to do. He wanted to catch the ball, throw the ball, and run the ball, but he was too big, and so they wouldn't let him do that in that league. So we reached out to the franchise out of Boise, and we started Friday Night Flag here in Idle Falls, and it seems to be popular because it just keeps growing and growing. Part of what my vision is to achieve with this league is, this might be like overstating it, but I want to make it like the Disneyland of a sporting event for kids, and that we want it to be an awesome atmosphere where kids we have vendors, we usually have three vending trucks, we have big crowds, the later games are under the lights, we have music, and we want it to be an atmosphere, even for a kindergartner, that makes them feel like they're special. And part of the magic of that is having the big crowds. And we've got to the point where we do have the big crowds, but now we're essentially outgrowing our venue. And other venues that we think would be better have been basically denied to us by the city.
Well, I love that you brought up the idea of trying to make this a good experience for kids, because sadly, we do hear those stories of kids getting really excited to be part of a team and part of a league, and then for one reason or another, it isn't really a positive environment. So I love what you're doing. Let's talk a little bit about the frustrations that you've been coming face to face with as you're trying to accommodate the growth of your league.
So I may have mentioned we're at Community Park. That's where we always play our games. And we play in the outfields of the softball fields. And the reason we've used Community Park is because two of the softball fields have overhead lights. And there's not a lot of lights in Idle Falls on fields. The only other ones were on Old Butte, the Old Butte soccer fields. And they would be a better venue with more parking. But Community Park, as I mentioned before, has worked until now. We're just too big, and parking's become an issue. We have people parking at Longfellow. We have people parking on 25th Street. And there's been some complaints because there's just no parking. So I've approached the city basically every season, hoping to get Old Butte. And unfortunately, they've given me some excuses as to why we can't do that. One is, like, initially they were telling me that I would wear out the grass with the kids playing on it. But they did tell us that if they got an aerator, that they would be able to make the soil quality better and have a better quality of grass, and then potentially we could use it. And they had, they requested a $50,000 from the city council to buy this high-end deep penetration aerator. And I offered to pay for half of that to the city in exchange for being able to use the field. And initially they were really excited about it, but then after 2 or 3 weeks I didn't hear back, so I followed up And the city told me that they didn't actually need my money. They'd gotten it from city council. And so they said, not only can you not use the field, but we don't need your money.
Wow. I mean, you offered $25,000 to help out, and they're still not making a place for you at Old Butte Fields.
Yeah, and then most recently, I talked to the city about using it this past season, and I offered to put money towards lights on the backside of the existing poles, and then hopefully raise more money for lighting up, you know, the fields 3 and 4 on Old Butte. And they considered it, and ultimately they decided not to let me use Old Butte because they gave first right to the soccer. And I asked them if they would just give me, you know, Friday night, just tell the soccer they could have the other 6 days. And they said, you know, because they're a long-time user, we don't want to step on their toes.
But do they use it every single day?
In the season, it looked like they were using it every day except for Monday. But when I talked to the soccer league, they had never used it on a Friday night before until they found out that I wanted to use it. And then I think they were a little bit nervous about letting me share.
Kind of territorial a bit.
Yeah, which I get, right? They want to keep control of the field as much as possible. So they did schedule some soccer matches on Friday night for the first time this season. And so the city said, hey, you can't use it because of that. And I was hoping that the city would, you know, step up and say, you know what, we can all use it. You're a big enough venue that you don't fit in a lot of other places. And so I was hoping they'd step up and say, hey, soccer, can you just give up, you know, and I wasn't asking for all the fields, just the front four, the two with lights and fields 3 and 4. But the city, you know, just essentially backed down and said, hey, the soccer said they wanted it those nights, so you're out, which was a little disappointing. And I even approached the soccer club and said, hey, could I give you a donation and you let me use Friday nights? And they were interested, but ultimately they said, well, we're nervous about if we let you use the fields, then who else will want to use the fields? And then we won't have the access to the fields that we want. So
where are you at now? Seems like you're beating your head against the wall with this Old Butte, but as I look at Old Butte compared to Community Park, no question, that's a bigger venue that's going to suit you guys a lot better for your needs.
I think it will, at least for the short term. Ultimately, soccer's growing. I mean, it's really popular and it's well organized, and we're growing. I do think we could share if the city would, you know, allow us to. Ultimately, I think we probably need to build a new complex, and I'm working with the Idle Falls Chamber to try and raise money to build a new complex that would be bigger and it'd be more inclusive to all sports, not just soccer. It'd be lacrosse and flag football and potentially Greek kid and all sports that need grass, big spaces of grass and lights.
We have to take a quick break, but I'd love to keep you in studio. When we come back, let's talk a little bit more about your efforts to build something that's going to accommodate the growth and help even other groups. And we'll find out if there's something that my listeners can do to help raise awareness or help you in this cause. We'll be back in just a moment.